You're one of the best lines in the league. And out there against Mark Scheifele is Cam Fowler. And as Scott said, last game he had 5 points.
And the quest for the Stanley Cup continues. Round one, game four underway here. And a quick opportunity for Walker. He finds Philip Broberg moving up all the way in the jet zone. Looking to shoot, but Steve, it's a pass in front end. Connor Hellebuck shutting the door.
Broberg up involved in the play, and that allows the Blues to
come back into the lineup here this afternoon as Cole Perfetti sends it to DeMello, over to Morrissey. Wrist shot as Nemestikov was looking for the tip, but it's in the glove of Jordan Binnington.
Well, Jordan Binnington had a really strong game handling the puck in game three, and that's one of the things Scott O'Neill talked about. First two games, they kept the puck away from him. But game three, there was so much pressure that they were just shooting it to get rid of it instead of placing it where Binnington couldn't handle it.
They saw two Binnington's right, one by the Jets. Here's Morrissey at the blue line, another wrist shot. Binnington saw it all the way, quick whistle. And the puck bounces out of the zone. Quick changeup for the Jets, but the Blues are quickly back on the attack. Fowler to the high slot, Snedden, one-timer, and Hellebuck read it all the way. His 19th playoff game of his career. Walker's shot blocked partially. And now Walker gets it to the point. Falls to Broberg, and Hellebuck out to challenge. A good stop there. The Jets will now be patient to complete the change as Pionk gets it to Nemestikov, and he navigates his way out of his own long range shot, easily gloved by Binnington. Tipped ahead by Gustafson, racing to it, Tanev. Anderson Dolan, who has a goal and an assist in this series, and that shot from Gustafson. Binnington had to be careful. And now Pionk starts the breakout, gains the red line, and he rifles it into the blue zone. Kyle Connor grabs it. A backhand shot. Aya Fowle parked at the doorstep. The game's opening goal here as you're watching the Stanley Cup playoffs, game four, Jets and Blues. He slides it back. Cole Perfetti looks. Morrissey up top. Back to Perfetti. Tipped on net by Scheifele. It's Binnington with the save. Feeds the point. It's Josh Morrissey to Kyle Connor. And now Scheifele's passed to Aya Fowle. Binnington was there. Aya Fowle. After half a minute to go in the man advantage. Pionk over to Niederreiter. Wrist shot. Binnington challenges. Made the save. Here's Appleton. Back to Pionk. Another wrister. And it ricocheted away to Appleton. And he let that one go, but missed the net. Appleton racing to it now, 9 seconds of the power play. Niederreiter takes a look. Pionk, one-timer blast. Bear parked out front, but Binnington.
But it squeaks through. He spots it underneath his arm, just behind him. Get that stick down to make the save.
Scheifele dishes in front, and Kyle Connor couldn't accept the pass to get a shot away. Perfetti joins off the bench. Scheifele looking for it. Almost came to Connor. Samberg shooting, tipped wide. What a chance for Perfetti, and Kyle Connor scores! It's the opening goal of game four. The Jets have a 1-0 lead thanks to Kyle Connor.
And some lucky bounces for the St. Louis Blues around the net before this goes in. Here comes the original shot. Just goes wide. There's the shot. Goes right through. And you can see the reaction. And finally, it comes out. And this one on the backhand. Kyle Connor throws it through. Goes through Parayko. He's never played ball hockey before.
Puck kept in at the blue line. It's Fowler. Neighbors to Kyrou. The Blues working around, and it's a great save from Hellebuck, rejecting Braden Shen at the doorstep. And now Neighbors to the point. Parayko takes it. Fowler waiting. His pass is off of Fleury, and it's in the net. Parayko's shot from the point. A goal in the final minute of the first from Jake Neighbors, and this game is tied.
And you've got to win this. You've got this battle going on in the corner. You got to win this. You got three guys there, and all of a sudden it pops out. The Blues win the battle in the corner, and now this little flutter ball is kicked in. Goes directly in. And it's right below the crossbar when Neighbors tips it directly into the net. So no challenge area there.
Micheli, one of the toughest guys pound for pound in the league.
Certainly so, as second period action. Broberg now checking his options. He starts it off with a lead pass, but Neighbors is on the ice. Nemestikov takes it, shooting, right past the rebound. Another stop from Binnington.
Right in the middle. Nice little low shot, and he jumps right through, gets his own rebound, and almost scored on the rebound. Not much chance you're going to score in the first one, but after the goal.
Looking to pounce on that puck right at the doorstep. They couldn't capitalize. Two players down in the corner, Appleton and Fowler, but the Blues are in. Parayko driving, backhand shot, and he just avoided Hellebuck. To an open corner where Sundquist is now waiting. Centering pass handled by DeMello. Dylan DeMello looking for it. Letty. One timer up coming and they score. It's Tyler Tucker.
Make sure you get it. And Brandon Tanna goes out and he's halfway. And watch Connor Hellebuck trying to find this one. Tucker tees it up. And there's Brandon Tanna. And you can see Tanna's reaction is that he knows you're there.
Dying seconds of the Lowry penalty as Binnington with a backhand feed to Braden Schenn. He gets past Scheifele, Neighbors into the zone. Knocked down, Parayko way up there. Centering pass, and they score!
There's Mark Scheifele, and you can see that pass. Beautiful pass.
Braden Schenn, who is now on the board. Niederreiter and Nemestikov, and unable to get the puck as Schenn couldn't get that shot away properly as it fluttered over top. Ball, winding up, firing, and they score again! Four unanswered goals for the St. Louis Blues, who have taken control.
But here's Braden Schenn again. And watch how much room he's got on this. And you're right, he fluffed the shot. It gets off the toe of his stick and goes high. But there's no retrieval by the Jets. And here's the shot, and you can see it hits Neil Pionk. False shot. Pionk's trying to block out, and it hits his backside. And you want puck luck. There's some puck luck off Pionk and in the net. See, Pionk's blocking out.
Braden Schenn adding that you just have to get in and anything can happen. And now third period. Scheifele arriving near the net. That pass didn't pan out from Connor to Morrissey. And here come the Blues. Sundquist, Thomas making a play, and they score.
Shaking his head. Connor tries to make this play, throws it back, and you see Morrissey's headed in the wrong direction. And now this scramble's on. Here comes the rush. Thomas gives it the little beaver tap. He's in front of Kyle Connor, who turned that puck over. And DeMello's coming back. He's just trying to get in position, and goals that the defensemen aren't involved.
Prior to this goal, they had been involved at 13 or 15. Here's a shot by Barron, and Jordan Binnington shutting the door.
Morgan Barron, Binnington well outside the blue paint to make the save.
Schenn, Torpchik goes in. Eric Comrie doing his part. And now the final 10 seconds on the clock as the Blues will extend their home win streak to 14 straight.